The Discourse on Defilements, translated by I.B. Horner. Thus have I heard. At one time the Lord was staying near Kosambi in Gosita's monastery. Now at that time the monks of Kosambi, who were disputatious, quarrelsome, and contentious, lived wounding one another with the weapons of the tongue. Then a certain monk approached the Lord. Having approached and greeted the Lord, he stood at a respectful distance. As he was standing at a respectful distance, this monk spoke thus to the Lord. Revered sir, the monks of Kosambi, who are disputatious, quarrelsome, and contentious, live wounding one another with the weapons of the tongue. It would be good, revered sir, if the Lord, out of compassion, were to approach these monks. The Lord consented by becoming silent. Then the Lord approached those monks, and having approached, he spoke thus to those monks. Enough, monks. No disputes, no quarrels, no contention, no argument. When this had been said, a certain monk spoke thus to the Lord. Revered sir, let the Lord, the Dhamma Master, wait. Revered sir, let the Lord, untroubled, abide intent on abiding in ease here and now, for it is we who will be held accountable for this dispute, quarrel, contention, and argument. And a second time the Lord spoke thus to those monks. Enough, monks, no disputes, no quarrels, no contention, no argument. And a second time did that monk speak thus to the Lord, Revered sir, let the Lord, the Dhamma Master, wait. Revered sir, let the Lord, untroubled, abide intent on abiding in ease here and now, for it is we who will be held accountable for this dispute, quarrel, contention, and argument. And a third time the Lord spoke thus to those monks. Enough, monks, no disputes, no quarrels, no contention, no argument. And a third time did that monk speak thus to the Lord, Revered sir, let the Lord, the Dhamma Master, wait. Revered sir, let the Lord, untroubled, abide intent on abiding in ease here and now, for it is we who will be held accountable for this dispute, quarrel, contention, and argument. Then the Lord, having dressed early in the morning, taking his bowl and robe, entered Kosambi for alms food. Having walked in Kosambi for alms food and returning from the alms gathering after the meal, he packed away his lodging and, taking his bowl and robe, spoke these verses as he was standing. When all in chorus bawl, none feels a fool, nor though the order is divided, thinks otherwise. With wandering wits the wiseacres range all the field of talk, with mouths agape to full extent, what leads them on they know not. They who, in thought, belabour this, that man has me abused, has hurt, has worsted me, has me despoiled, in these wraths not allayed. They who do not belabour this, that man has me abused, has hurt, has worsted me, has me despoiled, in them is wrath allayed. Nay, not by wrath are wrathful moods allayed here and at any time, but by not wrath are they allayed. This is an ageless, endless rule. Some others don't discern that here we straightened are, in life, in time, but those who do discern, thereby their quarrels are allayed. Ruffians who maim and kill, steal cattle, steeds, and wealth, who plunder realms, for these is concord. Why should there not be for you? If one find friend with whom to fare, wrapped in the well-abiding, apt, surmounting dangers one and all, with joy fare with him mindfully. Finding none apt with whom to fare, none in the well-abiding wrapped, as Raja quits the conquered realm, fare lonely as bull-elephant in elephant jungle. Better the faring of one alone than companionship with the foolish, fare lonely, unconcerned, working no evil, as bull-elephant in elephant jungle. Then the Lord, having spoken these verses as he was standing, approached Balaka Lonakara village. Now at that time the venerable Bhagu was staying in Balaka Lonakara village. Then the venerable Bhagu saw the Lord coming from afar. Seeing him, he made ready a seat and water for the feet. The Lord sat down on the seat made ready, and as he was sitting down, he bathed his feet. Then the venerable Bhagu, having greeted the Lord, sat down at a respectful distance. The Lord spoke thus to the venerable Bhagu, as he was sitting down at a respectful distance. I hope, monk, things are going well with you. I hope you are keeping going. I hope you are not short of alms food.
Things are going well with me, Lord. I am keeping going, Lord. And I, revered sir, am not short of alms food.
Then the Lord, having delighted, rejoiced, roused, gladdened the venerable Bhagu with talk on Dhamma, rising from his seat, approached the eastern bamboo grove. Now at that time the venerable Anuruddha and the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbala were staying in the eastern bamboo grove. The keeper of the grove saw the Lord coming in the distance, and seeing him he spoke thus to the Lord. Do not, recluse, enter this grove. There are three young men of family staying here, desiring self. Do not cause them discomfort. But the venerable Anuruddha heard the keeper of the grove conferring with the Lord. On hearing him, he spoke thus to the keeper of the grove. Do not, good grove keeper, impede the Lord. It is our teacher, the Lord, who is arriving. Then the venerable Anuruddha approached the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbala, and having approached, he spoke thus to the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbala. Go forward, venerable ones. Go forward, venerable ones. Our teacher, the Lord, is arriving. Then the venerable Anuruddha and the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbala went out to meet the Lord. One received his bowl and robe, one made ready a seat, one set out water for the feet. Then the Lord sat down on the seat made ready. As he was sitting down, the Lord bathed his feet. Then these venerable ones, having greeted the Lord, sat down at a respectful distance. As the venerable Anuruddha was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Lord spoke thus. I hope things are going well with you, Anuruddhas. I hope you are keeping going. I hope you are not short of alms food. Things are going well with us, Lord. We are keeping going, Lord. And revered sir, we are not short of alms food. I hope that you, Anuruddhas, are living all together on friendly terms and harmoniously, as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection.
Yes, certainly, revered sir. We are living all together on friendly terms and harmoniously, as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection.
And how is it that you, Anuruddhas, are living all together on friendly terms and harmoniously, as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection?
As to this, revered sir, it occurred to me, indeed it is a gain for me, indeed it is well gotten by me, that I am living with such fellow Brahmafarers.
On account of this, revered sir, for these venerable ones, friendliness as to acts of body, friendliness as to acts of speech, friendliness as to acts of thought, whether openly or in private, has risen up in me. Because of this, revered sir, it occurred to me, now suppose that I, having surrendered my own mind,
should live only according to the mind of these venerable ones. So I, revered sir, having surrendered my own mind, am living only according to the mind of these venerable ones. Revered sir, we have diverse bodies, but assuredly only one mind. And the venerable Nandiya, too, spoke thus to the Lord. As to this, revered sir, it occurred to me, indeed it is a gain for me, indeed it is well gotten by me, that I am living with such fellow Brahmafarers. On account of this, revered sir, for these venerable ones, friendliness as to acts of body, friendliness as to acts of speech, friendliness as to acts of thought, whether openly or in private, has risen up in me. Because of this, revered sir, it occurred to me, now suppose that I, having surrendered my own mind, should live only according to the mind of these venerable ones. So I, revered sir, having surrendered my own mind, am living only according to the mind of these venerable ones. Revered sir, we have diverse bodies, but assuredly only one mind. And the venerable Kimbala, too, spoke thus to the Lord. As to this, revered sir, it occurred to me, indeed it is a gain for me, indeed it is well gotten by me, that I am living with such fellow Brahmafarers. On account of this, revered sir, for these venerable ones, friendliness as to acts of body, friendliness as to acts of speech, friendliness as to acts of thought, whether openly or in private, has risen up in me. Because of this, revered sir, it occurred to me, now suppose that I, having surrendered my own mind, should live only according to the mind of these venerable ones. So I, revered sir, having surrendered my own mind, am living only according to the mind of these venerable ones. Revered sir, we have diverse bodies, but assuredly only one mind. Thus it is that we, revered sir, are living altogether on friendly terms and harmoniously, as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection. Good. It is good, Anuruddhas. But I hope that you, Anuruddhas, are living diligent, ardent, self-resolute. Yes, certainly, revered sir, we are living diligent, ardent, self-resolute. And how is it that you, Anuruddhas, are living diligent, ardent, self-resolute? As to this, revered sir, whoever of us returns first from going to a village for alms food, makes ready a seat, sets out water for drinking, and water for washing the feet, and sets out a refuse bowl. Whoever returns last from going to a village for alms food, if there are the remains of a meal, and if he so desires, he eats them. If he does not desire to do so, he throws them out, where there are no crops, or he drops them into water, where there are no living creatures. He puts up the seat, he puts away the water for drinking and the water for washing. He puts away the refuse bowl. He sweeps the refectory. Whoever sees a vessel for drinking water, or a vessel for washing water, or a vessel for water for rinsing after evacuation, void and empty, he sets out water. If it is impossible for him to do this by a movement of his hand, having invited a companion to help us by signalling to him with the hand, we set out the water. But we do not, revered sir, for such a reason, break into speech. And then we, revered sir, once in every 5 nights, sit down together for a talk on Dhamma. It is thus, revered sir, that we are living diligent, ardent, self-resolute. Good. It is good, Anuruddhas. But have you, Anuruddhas, while living thus diligent, ardent, self-resolute, attained states of further men, the excellent knowledge and insight befitting the Aryans, and abiding in comfort? As to this, we, revered sir, while living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceive the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanishes for us, as well as the appearance of material shapes. and we do not understand the reason. But the reason should be understood by you, Anuruddhas. I too, Anuruddhas, before the self-awakening, while I was yet the Bodhisatta, not fully awakened, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what is the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Doubt has arisen in me, and because there was doubt, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason, that the light manifestation vanishes for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Lack of proper attention has arisen in me, and because there was lack of proper attention, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Sloth and torpor has arisen in me, and because there was sloth and torpor, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Consternation has arisen in me, and because there was consternation, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, it is as though a man were going along a high road, and murderers should jump out at him from both sides. Consternation would arise in him from such a source. Even so, Anuruddhas, did consternation arise in me. Concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Elation has arisen in me, and because there was elation, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, it is as though a man who was seeking for one opening to some hidden treasure were to come at one and the same time on five openings to the treasure. From that source, elation would arise in him. Even so, Anuruddhas, elation arose in me, and because there was elation, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason, that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Distress has arisen in me, and because there was distress, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Too much energy has arisen in me, and because there was too much energy, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, it is as though a man were to take such a tight grip of a quail that it died then and there. Even so, Anuruddhas, did too much energy arise in me, and because there was too much energy, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress, nor too much energy. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Too feeble an energy has arisen in me, and because there was too feeble an energy, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, it is as though a man were to take such a loose grip of a quail that it could fly up out of his hand. Even so, Anuruddhas, did too feeble an energy arise in me, and because there was too feeble an energy, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress, nor too much energy, nor too feeble an energy. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Longing has arisen in me, and because there was longing, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress, nor too much energy, nor too feeble an energy, nor longing. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me, as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Perception of diversity has arisen in me, and because there was perception of diversity, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress, nor too much energy, nor too feeble an energy, nor longing, nor perception of diversity. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation as well as the appearance of material shapes. But soon the light manifestation vanished for me as well as the appearance of material shapes. Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. Now what is the cause, what the reason that the light manifestation vanishes for me as well as the appearance of material shapes? Anuruddhas, this occurred to me. A state of being too intent on material shapes has arisen in me. And because there was a state of being too intent on material shapes, concentration fell away from me. When concentration falls away, the light manifestation vanishes, as well as the appearance of material shapes. So I thought, I will act in such a way that doubt will not arise in me again, nor lack of proper attention, nor sloth and torpor, nor consternation, nor elation, nor distress, nor too much energy, nor too feeble an energy, nor longing, nor perception of diversity, nor the state of being too intent on material shapes. So I, Anuruddhas, knowing that doubt is a defilement of the mind, got rid of the defilement of the mind that is doubt. Knowing that lack of proper attention is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is lack of proper attention. Knowing that sloth and torpor is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is sloth and torpor. Knowing that consternation is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is consternation. Knowing that elation is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is elation. Knowing that distress is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is distress. Knowing that too much energy is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is too much energy. Knowing that too feeble an energy is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is too feeble an energy. Knowing that longing is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is longing. Knowing that perception of diversity is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is perception of diversity. knowing that the state of being too intent on material shapes is a defilement of the mind, I got rid of the defilement of the mind that is the state of being too intent on material shapes. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, perceived the light manifestation, but did not see material shapes. Then for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, I saw material shapes, but did not perceive the light manifestation. Concerning this, Anuruddhas, it occurred to me, now what is the cause, what the reason that I perceived the light manifestation but did not see material shapes? And then for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, I saw material shapes but did not perceive the light manifestation. Concerning this, Anuruddhas, it occurred to me, it was at the time when I, not paying proper attention to the reflex image of material shapes, was paying attention to the reflex image of the light manifestation, that I perceived the light manifestation, but did not see material shapes. But it was at the time when I, not paying proper attention to the reflex image of the light manifestation, was paying attention to the reflex image of material shapes, that, for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, I saw material shapes, but did not perceive the light manifestation. So I, Anuruddhas, living diligent, ardent, self-resolute, both perceived a limited light manifestation, and saw a limited number of material shapes. And for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, I perceived a boundless light manifestation, and saw a boundless number of material shapes. Concerning this, it occurred to me, Anuruddhas, now what is the cause, what the reason that I both perceive a limited light manifestation and see a limited number of material shapes, as well as for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, perceive a boundless light manifestation and see a boundless number of material shapes? Concerning this, it occurred to me, Anuruddhas, at the time when concentration is limited, my vision is limited, so with limited vision I both perceive a limited light manifestation and see a limited number of material shapes. But at the time when my concentration is not limited, my vision is boundless, so with boundless vision for a whole night and a whole day, and a whole night and day, I both perceive a boundless light manifestation and see a boundless number of material shapes. When I knew, Anuruddhas, that doubt was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is doubt was got rid of. When I knew that lack of proper attention was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is lack of proper attention was got rid of. When I knew sloth and torpor was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is sloth and torpor was got rid of. When I knew that consternation was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is consternation was got rid of. When I knew that elation was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is elation was got rid of. When I knew that distress was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is distress was got rid of. When I knew that too much energy was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is too much energy was got rid of. When I knew that too feeble an energy was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is too feeble an energy was got rid of. When I knew that longing was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is longing was got rid of. When I knew that perception of diversity was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is perception of diversity was got rid of. When I knew that the state of being too intent on material shapes was a defilement of the mind, the defilement of the mind that is the state of being too intent on material shapes was got rid of. Concerning this, it occurred to me, Anuruddhas, those that were defilements of my mind are got rid of by me. Truly now, I am developing concentration by three modes. So I, Anuruddhas, developed the concentration that has initial thought and discursive thought, and I developed the concentration that is without initial thought and has only discursive thought. And I developed the concentration that is without initial thought and without discursive thought. And I developed the concentration that has rapture, and I developed the concentration that is without rapture. And I developed the concentration that is accompanied by delight, and I developed the concentration that is accompanied by equanimity. When, Anuruddhas, there was developed in me the concentration that has initial and discursive thought, when there was developed the concentration that is without initial thought and has only discursive thought, when there was developed the concentration that is without initial thought and without discursive thought, and when there was developed the concentration that has rapture, and when there was developed the concentration that is without rapture, and when there was developed the concentration that is accompanied by delight, and when there was developed the concentration that is accompanied by equanimity, then the knowledge and vision arose in me. Unshakable is freedom of mind for me. This is the last birth. There is not now again becoming. Thus spoke the Lord. Delighted, the Venerable Anuruddha rejoiced in what the Lord had said.